This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No!
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right?
Yeah.
I want him to my ass in jail.
Right.
What they call it, toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly, some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my right? I will automatically get right? I will, you know, automatically. Oh. If he's my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? Uh-huh. It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a, right? But the only difference is it's not a, right? It's clean. The person's decent.
Oh.
And the person knows that that's a, but in mind, he's looking at it as a, because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him, you know, we straight. That's it.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
There is.
We straight. That's it.
Okay. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This guy is just such a tool.
Spinning out of control.
Hold on. First, though, this is just too funny. Somebody just sent me an email on this. Star Trek. Star Trek prequel. The movie.
This the is one, the one without Kirk.
Without Shatner, right. Mm-hmm. Holding an open casting call this weekend for extras to play cadets at Starfleet Academy. Looking for cadets that are non-human. Don, I know I'm thinking of you. Look at this press release, blah, 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 blah. Okay, quote, they would like to see talent with interesting and unique facial features, mm-hmm. such as long necks, small heads, extremely large heads, wide-set eyes, bug eyes, closed-set eyes, large forehead, short upper lip.
This is our listeners.
Pronounced cheekbones, over or undersized ears and or nose, uh-huh. facial deformities, ultra-plain-looking people, ultra-perfect-looking people, uh-huh. wholesome looks, twins, triplets, emaciated talent, regally poised, postured talent, or other visually unique characteristics.
Sounds like a bar scene to me.
It's everybody. That covers everybody.
Sounds like they're getting ready to do the...
Get my ass out there.
Yeah, go for it.
Send me out there. Okay, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes.
So he drops the N-word
right.
in this conversation with his son. We played you the tape last week right. where he says, basically, you can't date or marry a black chick because... We use the N-word.
And if she comes into the inner circle, we're not going to be able to use the N-word liberally like we use it, so you got to break up with her.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then he goes public with it.
He always figured he was just black enough to use the N-word.
Really?
Yes. Here's some Dog the Bounty Hunter. Please.
I thought that I was cool enough in the black world to be able to use that word as a brother to a brother. I'm not. I didn't really know until 3 or 4 days ago what that meant to black people.
Okay, what? Hold on.
Wait, I mean, he contradicts himself right there because the tape, on the tape where he's talking
yeah.
to his kid, uh-huh. he's saying he knows this would bring him down.
Right. Would you find that tape for us?
Yeah, you bet.
We got that somewhere in our
I mean, that's the whole thing I've been arguing about this. It's not that he didn't want his son to date a black woman, it's the fact that he wanted to be able to use his N-word.
He loves the N-word so
but
much.
But he knew how difficult mm-hmm. that would be if that got out, so he's fully aware. Why is he... God, I hate this. I mean, take your medicine. You screwed up.
Of course, I know the story, and I know America's story, but I never realized that that's like...
Now, this has got to be the absolute worst... I didn't do it.
This is a guy that's making this up on his own.
I don't think
he's getting the right kind of advice.
I didn't know the N-word was a bad word.
I thought I was cool enough to use it. That's not the case. If he thought he was cool enough to use it, he wouldn't have been uptight about his son's
Amen.
Stabbing a black person in the heart. I would never do that to any kind of person. I've always taken pride to be the white guy that can talk to the black people, that can refer to them truly as
N-word.
God,
he's flailing. Jesus.
A brother really from a different mother.
Oh, that's because he's so emotional.
He's getting emotional now.
Sure. Hear the beginning again, and then I want to play it with the call to his son.
Good.
Okay, so here's the beginning of his, I didn't know it was a bad word.
I thought that I was cool enough in the black world to be able to use that word as a brother to a brother.
Okay, take that statement on its own. Mm-hmm. I thought I was cool enough to use it.
I have to warn him. He's got to be careful here because now you're going to have other people crop up. If this is indeed the spin out of control.
Calling Al Sharpton.
No, I'm talking about people that have perhaps been around
who know him,
Mr. Dog, right, when he's done that. I mean, I'm not sure whether it will happen, but it could.
I'm imagining a big party with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all of the people that have caught him doing this.
No, I'm imagining some people that perhaps he's been around during his time as a bounty hunter that have perhaps heard him use it. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know if he's racist or not.
You know, some people that would say, you know, he really didn't use it that way.
I'm not. I didn't really know until 3 or 4 days ago what that meant to black people.
Okay.
All right, now here's the phone call to his kid.
I don't care if she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over. I'm not taking that chance at all.
There it is.
So he does know.
He's telling him to break up with his girlfriend because he doesn't want him to take a chance, and he wants to use that word.
You know? I thought that I was cool enough in the black world to be able to use that word.
All right, hold on. Here's more. Here he is now. He also thought he was a black man. Mm-hmm.
There's a special connection that I thought I had between me and black America. And I used to say, I'm...
Hey, dude, there wasn't a connection between you and America.
How did you figure out that connection? Because you're mullet?
Until this happened.
Is that what made him think he had a connection?
95% of America didn't know who you were.
True.
Being
true.
The top-rated show on A&E is like being the top-rated show on DC 101. Right?
The guy, here's the thing about this guy, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Look, I don't profess to know what's in anybody's heart. I really don't. You just base yourself, you base your opinions on the facts. This guy seems... to really want to keep this word.
This guy
he wants to use this word.
Desperately.
This guy is making Imus's entire thing look like a beautiful procedure.
Uh-huh. Well, he's also saying break up with the girl because we use that word.
I mean, right. Here's what I'm saying. He's making, when Imus came on with this whole, I'm sorry, 8 million times, I'm sorry. And we were saying, stop, apologize. He now is making Imus look brilliant by apologizing.
Absolutely.
Because listen, here's more.
Black, too. In other words, my whole life have been called a half-breed, a convict, king of the trailer trash, this and that. I take that and stand. So when I stood there and said, I kind of know what you feel like, because I've been there too, that I felt that I could embrace and like as brothers or even as a black woman say the word. I now learned I'm not black at all.
Would you just buy a mirror?
Shocking.
And I never did it out of hate. This sounds so stupid. I always did it out of love. Otherwise...
That's where he might get in trouble. Because if he's saying to his kid on this answering machine, he uses this word all the time.
Mike, he uses it with love.
I didn't hear that on the phone answering machine to his kid.
I love you, N-word.
Well, that's what he loves.
He wants that word.
Guys would be like, boy, who does Dog think he is? Dog can say that. And black guys would be with me and walk with me and respect me.
All right, here's the best one. And I really wish he would do this. He apologizes and then offers to kill himself. Wow. If only he would.
So first of all, I owe Monique and Tucker an apology. My son knows my heart. Second of all, of course, all black people in America, I owe an apology to. Whether how dark I think I am, I cannot say that word.
Wow. No matter how...
What is he doing?
Everything is another step in a bigger pile of poo, isn't it?
God.
No matter how dark I think I am.
Uh-huh. I owe the rest of the people, whether they're black or not in America, an apology because people look up to me.
Well, then I wish you would kill yourself.
I've learned a lesson. All my lessons I've learned in my life have been the hard way. I guess I wouldn't learn them.
Please kill yourself.
Hard way.
This is one of the hardest lessons I've ever learned in my life, even facing death. If I could kill myself and people would forgive me, I would do that.
I'll make you that deal today.
Forgive him.
Oh, everybody would forgive him if you do that. In fact, we believe it or not, we'd all feel bad about it for about a day, and then we'd forget about it.
Go ahead and kill yourself.
Boy, you know, it just seems to me that he's spiraling out of control here.
Never in life. Never. Never. If Lisa was dating a, we would all say, you. And you know that. If Lisa brought a black guy home, yeah. Da, da. And it's not that they're black. It's none of that. It's that we use the word, we don't mean you, scum.
Mike, hold on. There's more.
There's the love part.
Do you want to hear about how he wants do you want to hear about how he wants to be buried with slaves?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
When you've really gotten into trouble.
Wow.
First say it, you didn't know it was a bad word. Then say you think you're black. Then say you'd kill yourself. Then say you want to be buried with slaves.
It's all over the place.
He's trying.
I went to see George Washington. So I and the tour guide got to talking about, you know, the America and how America was and the past. And I said, well, and something was brought up about the slaves. And I said, well, how many, like, I don't think they were slaves because they all had the last name of Washington.
Talking about his home
his
in
home.
Mount Vernon.
In Mount Vernon, right. Correct. And so they said, well, we want to show you, dog, where we buried the slaves. And I'm like, okay, right. I know that sounds morbid, but I wanted to see that.
Again, he didn't know the N-word.
Right.
But he
right.
wants to go see where slaves were buried.
Right.
Were buried.
So I went up and they pulled over and I was on this little golf cart and I got off and I said, he said, okay, there's where it's at. And there was this blank hill, right? And he said, there's five family buried there. There's buried there. There's buried there. And I said, well, where's their grave markers at? And he said, you know, he said, we buried him with their feet towards the Potomac, and he said it kind of, and I was like, hey, brother, you know, watch what you talk, you know, what are you saying? Because I...
Yeah, watch out, because I'm racially sensitive.
Right, right.
I'm Dog the Bounty Hunter. Watch what you're saying.
I was getting a little aggravated that he was talking stink like that. He said, no, Dog. He said, the black people back then, when they died, they wanted their feet buried towards the Potomac so they could walk over the river when they passed away back to Africa.
Do you think it's really bright that he's even having a discussion about black people?
Somebody ought to tell him to shut the hell up.
And I thought, oh, my God, there's not a marker in there. There's not a marker on the grave.
Yeah, but 2 minutes. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be buried right in that center.
You've made a deal to do that?
I'm making a deal. She told me, Dog, absolutely.
Jeez.
And that got him off the property.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold
wow.
on. Hold
oh,
on
my God.
Hold on. How about his sons? How about his sons that sold the tape?
It's the son that sold him out, right? That sold him down the river.
The son that gave the tape, sold the tape to the National Enquirer.
Right? It's the only reason. I mean, all these people are drug addicts. You know, Christopher and Tucker, they just got out of prison, both of them. So, you know, all these people have got to have money or they will not talk. And I'm talking not 50, 60, 150,000. I'm talking 6, 7, 10, 15 grand.
So he's ready to prove that he's sorry now.
All right. There's no excuse. I'm guilty, and I will take my punishment.
That's
the end
there.
Of what
That's
I said,
what he should have said, and right. he should have left it right there.
Is I will do everything there is in my power to make sure people have forgiven me.
All right, how about Dog's girlfriend?
Yes.
She says he is racist.
I believe that Dwayne is a racist because I've heard many times what he says about me, not just this one time, but a lot of things he says and a lot of things he does. I think it was good for Amy to take him off the air because he portrays to be a role model and he's not. He's the exact opposite. I want to take this moment out to say that I've never been in any trouble, so I really don't get you judging my character. You've never.
Who is this? His girlfriend. That's
the
girlfriend,
son's girlfriend, the
son's
one
girlfriend.
That was being discussed in the original tape.
Okay.
My apologies. The son's girlfriend, right? Because his wife is
looks
an
like
old,
him.
Old hagged out.
Mrs. Right? Dog. Right. The widow
never
dog.
Met me.
I have never met her. She's
cute little girl. I didn't know that. I never know what she looked like.
Oh, now he's crying and he's saying that.
Is he seeing this tape?
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. saying, I've never even met this woman before. Mm-hmm. Never even met her.
Without a soul, we don't mean that. But America would think we mean that. And we're not taking a chance on losing everything we got over a racial slur.
That's what it's.
I thought that I was cool enough in the black world to be able to use that word as a brother to a brother. I'm not.
God.
I didn't really know until 3 or 4 days ago what that meant to black people.
Whoa. I don't know what this is a guy that's got to really shut his mouth. This is a guy that should stop talking and start listening.
Because our son goes with a girl like that. I can't do that, Tucker. You can't expect Gary, Bonnie, Cecily, all them young kids to, because I'm in love for 7 months. I f*** that. So I'll help you get another job, but you cannot work here unless you break up with her and she's out of your life. I can't handle that. I got him in the parking lot trying to record us. I got that girl saying she's going to wear a recorder.
I don't even know what to say.
There's a special connection that I thought I had between me and black America. And I used to say, I'm black too.
When did he say that?
I don't care if she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. Uh-huh. It's because we use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say and turned us into the Enquirer magazine.
All right, Mike.
He's so confused.
I have to say my favorite would be I'm torn between he was a black man.
Right.
He didn't know what the N-word meant. Uh-huh. He offered to kill himself. Or I think the winner has to be he wants to be buried with slaves.
He wants to be buried in the slave cemetery.
He's a winner.
I think that's
And he is, right now, he's doing so much talking that he's not taking time to listen.
Right.
In other words, my whole life have been called a half-breed, a convict, king of the trailer trash, this and that. I take that and stand. So when I stood there and
oh, and hold on, he now knows not to use the N-bomb.
Oh, right. Good.
He's learned his lesson. Good.
I did not do the right thing. I don't care how close I could get to any nationality to be able, the Bible says to be all things to all men. I thought that I could say that. I cannot because of the color of my skin. That word means something else that now I understand, that no matter how you say it, how you spell it even, it still refers to...
What if you spell it with an A instead of an I?
What do you think, Clay?
To slavery. I don't like that. I am not like that. God knows that.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
Well, figure it out.
People that know me, now those people that now are making money on saying they know me because the magazine pays and they're going to be many of them through my life.
Anyway, nice comeback.
So at least he's aware of that. He's coming out and he's flapping his gums about this. And he's also aware that now probably people are going to come forward and contradict him.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't contradict him if he got on the air and he said, listen, I screwed up.
Right.
I shouldn't have used that word. I shouldn't use that word.
He said it in addition to
I'm going to be buried in the with the slaves.
And I don't know what the N-word means.
And I thought I was cool enough to use the N-word.
And also I am black.
Uh-huh.
Another great stupid thing he says, of course, it's small potatoes.
And my favorite, really, now that I think about it, I would kill myself.
Right.
If that would make people happy.
If people would forgive me, I would kill myself.
Right.
I would forgive you today, dog, if you would kill yourself.
He refers to visiting Mount Vernon as going to see George Washington.
Going to see George Washington.
I'm going to see George Washington.
Lord.
All right, we got a break. Thank you, dog. Uh-huh.
Dog.
Thank you, dog. Mm-hmm. Is that with one or two G's?
And more dog, right? Dog's going to be on Larry King tonight, I think.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I think he's going to be on Larry King.
Roll the tape.
Why do
it's
you?
Bad, right?
The N-word's bad, right? why do you not know what the N-word means?
Dog, did you lock people up because they were black?
I'll lay 5-1 that Larry says the word tonight.
You think so?
He says stupid things.
No way.
I'm Larry King.
I don't think you are.
Dog, did you lock me up when I was gambling in Florida?
When I was running the racetrack, did you come and chase me?
What up, my N-word?
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. All right.
Bad word, right?
Roll the tape on Larry tonight, for God's sakes, like you don't every night.
Gay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Wednesday.
Yes. We've got a good one. Mm-hmm.
How are you, boy?
Hello, boy.
Mike?
Yes.
Do you know the topic of today, Craig?
I am oblivious to it. I don't read it on Wednesday because I don't want to know until you put it in my hot little hand.
Let me just give
you the headline. You'll kind of like this.
Okay.
The Halloween basket that wouldn't die.
Oh, excitement. Thy name is Wilson.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.